was the inspiration for this film?
You know, it was like a history of my life. I mean, I'm not fat, I'm not bald, I'm not short. But when I was a teenager, I wanted to be somebody in the school. I went to a middle-class school in Bogota, in Colombia. And I was this average student, so I was wondering how to become someone in school. And I realized that there was not rocker in my classroom, so I decided I was going to become the rocker in the room. But suddenly a student came to the school, and he was a rocker too. And he looked just like me. So suddenly I was not the rocker in the school, but the copy of someone. So for me it was really tough, but I wanted to portray this situation in a more adult way.
And why were you interested in making an animated film?
You know, actually I'm a film director, and I used to work more with live action, but I decided to make this film using this technique, as it allows me to portray the inner world of the character using the drawings. And if you watch the film, you will see that the characters are all drawings, but the backgrounds are live action.
Yeah.
So I wanted to have in one frame the two things, the subjective world of the character using the drawing and the objective world having the backgrounds shooted in live action.
Now, is this character based on anyone that you knew in your own life? Because you said that you're not fat, bald, and short.
Yeah, but you know, it was more about our inner dramas and how from each one's perspective, it can be huge dramas. But so I wanted, how do you to use the way people define each other, like with adjectives, like you're fat, that you're bald, that you're, it doesn't matter. But at the end, it's a film of how you can make life better with yourself. And you have to use the tools that you're able to use. So it's more like about that about rather than about a single character or inspired in someone.
Now, usually films about physical appearance target women, but yours talks about how men can be objects of physical derision and discrimination, too. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, in this case, I wanted to have this hero that is like a guy. First of all, I didn't want to make a comedy, you know, a comedy in which you just laugh all time, and you're like it's cynic kind of film. I wanted to make a film in which you fell in love with a hero that's like doing a great movement inside of him. But these kind of movements, which are bigger in your life, you can watch it, and you know that you're now in a better place. But nobody else notices that. So for me, it was like a problem of perspective. So I wanted the audience to be able to watch this inner movement in the life of Antonio, which is the name of the main character. So for me, it was not a kind of mean film. I mean, it's not like you can laugh in this film. It has this comedy, but at the end, it's a drama that has a really little happy end.
Do you think this film would have been different had it been about a woman?
Maybe. But, you know, for me, it was like I was finishing a short film about 4 or 5 years ago. No, I mean 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I show it to a production company, and they really liked it. But they say that it was too dramatic and okay. So I went to my house and I was writing an email, and suddenly this idea came to me. Remember, as a remain of what happened to me in school, so I just write this synopsis this same night. So for me, it was like I have no choice to think if I can make it with a girl's story or. So for me, it was not a gender problem. It was like more like a human being and finding yourself.
You also focus on the workplace in your film. Why was that important to you?
You know, it was also an inner joke. When I was in Bogota, the notary's office, which is one of the main locations of the film, they're really like hell, you know? Mm. So when I'm walking in the streets in Bogota, I said, oh, things can be worse. If I have to go to a notary's office, that's the hell. So if I have, I don't have to, I'm cool. So I said, it's the notary's office in Colombia. There are places where people get married, get divorced. They have all this legal stuff happening, and I think that it's a way to portray how life is developing over time. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to have this specific kind of ambience in, with this kind of office.
Yes.
So I decided to use that. And I was really interested also in how in the offices, it's like, you know, it's like a little family, you know. Mm. Some characters assume like being like a teenager, the teenager of the family and the father, and, you know, and how the dynamics on the office are happening. So I wanted to have this kind of feeling.
Now, would you say cultural perceptions and expectations physically of men is different in Latin America than it is here?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. I don't have.
Well, I guess because you haven't lived here, but I guess maybe what you've seen in Hollywood movies or something like that.
I think that we are all the same with our cultural. You know, the film has been shown in different places all around the world, like places in which I was afraid that nobody was going to understand the drama of the character and the situations of the character. So I finally think that we are not that different. I mean, for me, at the beginning of the film, I was thinking that we were all so different, depending on where are we from. But now I have to admit that for me, it has been a surprise, and I think that we are like almost the same.
How would you compare and contrast physical destiny as with this character whose his destiny is tied up with how he looks?
Okay.
So how would you compare and contrast physical destiny to, say, class and economic destiny of individuals?
Well, actually, I think that is depending on how do you see yourself and how do you design your life, and also in which... I mean, as we were writing the script, I said to Juan, I don't want this to be a film about how a fat bald can be successful. No, it's not about that. It's. I think that perhaps you. I wanted in the film to have this idea of him defining himself as these three. Like being fat, bald, and short, but I don't think that it necessarily makes you poor or middle class or not successful at all. So for example, if you're beautiful, physically beautiful, I mean, some people will think that you are lucky and you'll have success easier, and perhaps that's true. But also, you have also the tramp. I mean, You can be also defined just like a beautiful person. So for me, it's how you handle these things and how important is for you what other people said and how you're able to decide and be able to have a better life with yourself and understanding the importance of the world, that you're connected with a lot of people, but that at the end you are alone and you have to live by yourself.
And what's going on right now in the Colombian film industry, and how would you compare and contrast it with both the U.S. film industry and filmmaking in other Latin American countries?
You know, now there's a really interesting time in Colombian film industry. Mm-hmm. As from like 10 years ago, we just make one film each year. And now we're making more and more and more each year. So it's an industry that's growing, and I think that as it grows, significant films have been appearing. So I think that we're having a good time in Colombia with the film industry. And you know, still it's harder. Still we are a poor country, so it's difficult to make films. And if we're lucky, we make like 20 films a year. But that's you know, it's a really good thing. And you know, comparing to the United States, our industries are really different. As the American film industry makes a lot of money, and our industry is supposed to don't make any money. I mean, with films in Latin America, you don't make money. You spend a lot of money. So that makes a lot of difference between both of them. But directors as myself and some other young directors are starting to have these festival tours and distributing their films around the world. I think that it will make our industry more stronger.
There's a very strong Occupy Wall Street movement in this country, and I was wondering, is there an Occupy movement in Colombia?
No.
There's no Occupy Bogota or anything?
No, well, if it is, I don't know, but I don't think so.
Oh, okay. But you've read about the Occupy Wall Street
movement. Yeah, for sure.
Do you think that Antonio would join the Occupy movement if there was one?
I think that, you know, Antonio is always complaining about everything, and he will even be complaining about the Occupy movement.